Farage's DOGE unit finds hundreds of thousands spent on fast food, Netflix for migrants. By Kurt Zindelka on July 14, 2025. Nigel Farage's local DOGE team has revealed that taxpayers are paying for fast food and mini-golf trips for illegal migrants, leading to accusations that the government is treating migrants better than natives. Upon taking control of 10 local councils in the municipal elections earlier this year, Reform UK established a government efficiency program based on efforts from Elon Musk and the Trump administration in the United States to root out waste and abuse. After scrapping an estimated £40 million for green agenda projects, the Nigel Farage-led party published its first findings of dubious spending by councils in England, mostly on illegal migrants and alleged asylum seekers. According to the party, which shared its figures with the Mail on Sunday, over £118,000 had been spent on fast food, including Domino's, McDonald's, and Pizza Express, mostly through the 10 councils' education budgets. Migrants are also being entertained at the cost of the taxpayer, with over £10,000 being spent on Netflix and Disney Plus streaming subscriptions. Thousands more are being spent on outings, including for trips to safari parks, the circus, and even crazy golf. Kent County Council was found to have spent £162,077 at Amazon, including 2,966 transactions for supposed asylum seekers. A further £70,056 at British retailer Argos and £11,521 at Currys from their migrant budgets. Reform Sia Yusuf, a multimillionaire businessman who Farage tasked to lead the DOGE team, said of the findings, "It's clear that those who came to the country illegally are enjoying better lifestyles than many of the taxpayers who fund all this. Small boat migrants get a free life of leisure, while British families struggle to find the time and money to take their own families out." Migration Watch UK chairman Alp Mehmet added that the discoveries demonstrated the hidden costs of the uncontrolled asylum system. "Families are happy to pay for their children to come illegally because minors are accepted more readily and then looked after in the way that has been unearthed. In due course, the rest of the family will be able to join them." Kent County Council attempted to justify the spending spree on migrants by claiming that most of the money was spent on unaccompanied child migrants or to help asylum seekers between the ages of 18 and 25 to furnish their first apartments in the country. The findings from the Reform DOGE team only apply to those councils under the control of the Populist Party, likely meaning that the true cost of local spending on illegals is much higher in reality. It also does not take into account the money spent at the federal level. According to a recent study from the Institute for Public Policy Research, IPPR, housing tens of thousands of asylum seekers is currently costing the taxpayer around £4.7 billion per year. In total, a record £5.38 billion was spent on asylum seekers in 2023-24, an increase of 36% over the previous year. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.